USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The just-released April jobs report from the federal government has some good news and some okay news. First off, the nation's jobless rate is at its lowest point in more than 17 years. The Labor Department report says that rate for April was 3.9%, the lowest since December 2000. But when it comes to job creation, the economy added 164,000 in April, which was up from the 135,000 in March, but well below the 191,000 most analysts had predicted for last month. Hours ago on Chicago's South Side.
We have an ATF agent shot. He's the one who's going through the fire station right now. We're going to need you to close this area off.
An undercover ATF agent shot in the head while on a joint operation with city police in Chicago. He's in critical condition. No arrests have been made. This is USA Radio News.
Monica Bickert is a vice president of product policy and counterterrorism, and Facebook is sharing more details about the complex issues that we've heard about over the course of the last couple of months. Tell us what some of the things the company is doing today, Monica. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. So we've long had a set of community standards that tell people what we don't allow on Facebook. For instance, we don't allow bullying, we don't allow harassment or hate speech. But what we've done now is publish the details on how we enforce those policies.
Okay, but what can people do if they feel that something has been removed in error or maybe just misconstrued in some way?
When something gets reported to us, we have a team of real people sitting around the world. And so if you think we've made a mistake, you will now have the ability to ask us to revisit that decision.
Monica Bickert, Vice President of Product Policy and Counterterrorism.